This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The federal government has canceled census testing on some tribal lands. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Gabriel Pietrazio reports that this isn't the first time the census has changed course with the count on reservations.
In fact, this also happened in 2016, when two reservations in Washington and South Dakota were nixed, citing budget uncertainty and funding shortages.
Now we're in 2026.
That's census consultant Sandra Mitrovich, who co-leads the Natives Count Coalition. She's also a member of the Berry Creek Rancheria of Maidu Indians of California.
In the last two decennials, not only have we had the undercount, but we've had this cancellation of test sites for tribal areas twice.
Mitrovich says one concern is that the Trump administration is considering to use Postal Service staff to replace temporary census workers to conduct the count and cut down on costs.
A lot of households are left invisible to the census, and they also have non-traditional addresses.
In 2020, the nonprofit Native American Rights Fund reported that more than 80% of all registered indigenous voters in Arizona outside of Metro Phoenix and Tucson rely solely on P.O. boxes. This time around, San Carlos and White Mountain Apache homes in Arizona, as well as Cherokee households in North Carolina, are being left out. The Census Bureau would not say why.
And how are we going to say that we're going to carry out this fair and full representation that this survey is supposed to provide?
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.